It was the first country in the world to use Bitcoin as a national currency. Now El Salvador's poised to take its gamble further. The president, in a fireworks-fueled party, announced that he's planning a whole city based on the cryptocurrency.
What is Bitcoin City going to include? And it's going to include everything. Residential areas, commercial areas, services. But we'll have zero income tax. Zero capital gains tax. So you invest here, make all the money you want. You know. We're fine. Because this is a fully, fully ecological city that works and it's energized by a volcano.
Bitcoin City, shaped like a symbol of the cryptocurrency itself. It'll run with geothermal electricity from the nearby volcano, which will also be used to generate more bitcoins. It's an investor's fantasy, but there are worries it's little more than that.
Why is that? Why are there doubts about it?
Among other things, because there is no study at this point that the Conchagua volcano, which is the volcano that the government has claimed will be the one they'll be using for mining, actually it allows for that kind of geothermal exploitation.
Her association's been critical of President Bukele, but many Bitcoiners are also skeptical. Nobody's seen any detailed plans. But the government's still ploughing ahead, planning to sell $1 billion worth of so-called Bitcoin bonds, half of which would be used for the city's infrastructure. The other half would be used to buy up more Bitcoins. The hope is that their value goes up and helps pay off some of El Salvador's large national debt.
El Salvador's finances aren't looking too rosy. It's been running up a big budget deficit, has payments looming. It's been trying to negotiate a loan with the International Monetary Fund, but so far, that hasn't come through yet.
Hoping that Bitcoin, a volatile currency which the IMF doesn't approve of the country using, will help solve the debt problems represents an obvious gamble. Meanwhile, El Salvador's first Bitcoin experiment, using the cryptocurrency as legal tender, along with the dollar, continues. Government allies say it's doing great.
But in 4 months of Bitcoin, over 4 million people have become digitalized. And the vast majority of them didn't have bank accounts. And that's over two-thirds of the population.
The question is, how many of those 4 million people just used the government's Bitcoin app once to get out the $30 worth of the cryptocurrency given away for free? Who knows? No public stats are available. What is known is that people have struggled to use the app and the Bitcoin cash points from the start.
I've been trying to get into my account for 2 weeks and I can't do it. It's active and registered and I've been calling support, but they haven't been able to sort it for me.
The government's keen to remind that it's early days yet, but with the newly planned Bitcoin City and bonds, it's certainly up the stakes on its bet on cryptocurrency. John Holman, Al Jazeera, El Salvador.